51 degrees. Good morning. 5:45. WWIB. And it is time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And we got our buddy Jason Cans on the line from jasoncans.com. Cans, K-A-N-Z. Were you in the neighborhood? Did that ever come up, like, in terms of, hey, Cans, you want to come out and play Kick the Cans?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think certain people have names that are particularly prone to making fun of, and mm-hmm. Cans certainly fits within that realm. So, yeah, I've carried that with me for a long time. So,
and even as I say that, that, I probably have mentioned that. I don't think recently, but I probably asked you that before.
Yeah, I don't remember if you have or not. It's, you know, the other thing that commonly happens is how frequently people mispronounce my last name.
Oh, really? What do they say?
Yeah. Either Cants or Crans are very common mispronunciations of my last name.
Okay. Mine is misspelled all the time. In fact, I think with Michael with Eau Claire North, I think I've seen the roster, and it just kind of... And it's actually H-A-L-V-O-R-S-E-N. That's the Norwegian spelling, I guess. But the fact is that it usually you get the S-O-N, you know, so. Anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So coming up around the dinner table last night, we don't have that many family, especially Evelyn and Dawson live upstairs. The rest of us, I mean, we live, turned a duplex into a single family house. And so, but we did have a family meal mostly last night, actually. Grace came up a little bit late. And the subject that was kind of introduced at the tail end of the meal that extended the discussion another hour, I won't name who said what, but one of my children said they took issue with whether or not there is such a thing as small talk. And I think I'm still scratching my head, but I mean, certainly it's commonly accepted because one of the siblings of the person who brought this up, they were trying to say doesn't like small talk. And so I'm trying to protect even gender here. But anyhow... the person who raised this was saying, I don't even think there is such a thing as small talk. So, small talk, is there such a thing? I mean, I ultimately, through the discussion, I wanted to suggest, think of it as beginning talk. Like, if you don't know anybody at all, you got to start somewhere, right?
Right. Yeah, you know, that's actually a fascinating discussion that wasn't particularly small talk, which I guess would prove that point.
Right.
You know, I think small talk is a thing. And in fact, I've heard our friend Larry Crabb say that in the past, that not every conversation needs to be deep and spiritually meaningful.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's just banter is good and healthy to do. You know, a lot of it depends on who I'm with in my relationship with my dad's family, it tends to be all small talk, and mm-hmm. we tend to avoid discussing anything deep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's some, right, you know, and then there's some people where we just dive deep right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a place for it. I certainly appreciate deep conversation, but I don't know that constitutes all of them.
It's kind of like you and I go diving every morning, right? We just kind of get in our, let's just dive in here. I kind of call you at 1:45 and I say, this is where we're diving in. And sometimes I don't tell you until we're on the air.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think you and I can have small talk, but mm-hmm. generally you and I both like deep dives and so are interested and curious about doing those. So.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. And probably that's where we'll kind of finish out with this particular subject today because we only have about a minute left. But, I mean, I think I'm remembering Brennan Manning in Ragamuffin Gospel, and I'm remembering this because seeing Toby Mac at Life Fest, he called it up. He referenced the fact that Brennan says in there that, you know, every conversation can have eternal significance and be God-glorifying. And you think about – and he was just like, you know, Toby Mac's reaction's like, wow, really, if I go get some coffee and I have an exchange with the barista. But yes, and I think, you know, as you mentioned, Larry Crabb, who's such an emphasis on relationship, relational theology, the relationship that exists in the Trinity, what we're called to. Yes, keeping that in mind that every encounter, like, I think I had my dialogue with my wife a little bit before bed last night on my end. I don't know what kind of insecurity was in me, but I mean, I had to say, I'm sorry I said that, you know? And so...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I guess I would just add that, you know, even those small talk conversations, when it feels like we're talking about nothing, help to deepen relationship, even though it may not feel like they do.
Uh-huh.
And so even just the quantity of time we spend with one another can also be helpful in that regard.
There we go. All right. Your relationship with God, or relationship with others. As Larry would say, you know, the Bible, in a word, is about relationship. So keep that in mind today. Very good.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. WWIB, it's the WIB Wake Up Show. And, I mean, none of us ever wants to be attacked by an animal.
No.
I mean, that would be just...
It's quite distressing.
Absolutely.
And we, in Wisconsin, as far as wild animals we could be attacked from, this would be, what this story is about is equivalent to us being attacked to a deer, I think.
Yeah. And so what it is it happened in Hawaii, Maui, actually, and a Hawaii police officer being recognized for saving a man's life after the man was attacked by a wild pig.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sounds... The Kona Crime Prevention Committee says that a man was experiencing significant blood loss, that's no laughing matter, after sustaining large lacerations to his thigh and calf during the attack way back in June. That is when the island of Hawaii police officer Dustin Medeiros came in and applied a tourniquet. I mean, you see that on TV, like, but,
right.
You know, applied the tourniquet to the man's leg to slow down the bleeding. The committee says Medeiros was able to keep his composure while acting quickly in a life-threatening situation.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Good first aid. Why I said it's like a deer is when one of my friends moved to Hawaii with her family,
yeah.
She was very surprised. We were speaking on the phone and she said, Susan, do you know there are wild pigs here everywhere?
Huh.
And when you hit them with your car, you get to keep it and butcher it. And like, yeah, there's like this rule that if you come across a dead pig, you get to keep it. And it's a food source.
Yeah, you know, I have never even heard that before. I've never heard about a lot of wild pigs in Hawaii.
There are.
They don't put that on the brochures.
No, but they do like spam over there, and now we're seeing where some of... No, wait, spam? Yeah, spam is ham. I don't know.
Okay.
But Hawaii's beautiful, but here's the dark side. Wild pigs.
There you go. I am glad that the man is okay.
Me too.
And way to go, Officer Medeiros.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
We heard from Keith, and he says, yeah, we got wild pigs here. Keith?
Yes, I don't know how many people realize it, but there are feral pigs in the state of Wisconsin that are legal to shoot. I know during gun season, a friend of mine shot a feral pig up by the town of Barnes, and he had a nice 8-point buck in the back of his truck, and he had a feral pig in the back of his truck. So, yes, we have feral pigs, and when I was in the military, on another note, wild boars are very dangerous and can be very dangerous. When we'd have 30-day bivouacs, we'd have wild pigs around us all the time, and they can be very dangerous. So they're an animal to be reckoned with. So there you go. Hope the information helps everybody. God bless. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate that.
That is so fascinating. And I do appreciate that because, and honestly, thank you for your service, Keith. We had no idea there were feral pigs in Wisconsin. And it also reminded me that our members of the armed services, when they're in a strange place, they have to learn all the indigenous fauna and flora. That's another challenge I had never thought of. So thanks for the call.
It is time for Tuesday Trivia as we are at 10.5 in front of 852 degrees and your chance to win. And again, Susan, this morning, what are the prizes this morning?
Well, I went through our prize closet. And since we were just complimenting that amazing Micah Tyler song, how about his CD, his latest CD with that hit?
It has Walking Free on it?
It does.
Awesome.
And we have a really cool black water bottle from Colton Dixon, although the Colton Dixon is very subtle. It's an all black water bottle. Kind of one of those insulated ones. It's really cool and chic looking.
He is going on tour with Danny Gokey, actually.
Oh, wow. So. Really chic. I love it.
All right. Well, Taylor, we will come out of the Tuesday trivia with a Colton Dixon song, Made to Fly. But in the meantime, I've got the question this morning. Usually we heard from Kayla, but I've got the question this morning.
Yeah, you got it.
It is different. It is unique. It is something we have not asked before. It is not something I don't think you can Google. But the question is, what do the MVPs, two out of the three at least,
three out of three.
Well, maybe, but we don't want to give it away. Particularly I'm asking, what does Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, Christian Yelich of the Brewers, and Peggy Halverson, what do they have in common? So anyhow, that's the question. 715-396-1670. Peggy cannot dunk a basketball. I know that's not it.
And it's not that they all live in Wisconsin.
No, that's not it either. No, okay. There's a particular thing they have in common that we are, and we have Peggy on the line this morning. Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, Peggy.
She's already unpacking groceries after having taken the kids to school.
She's amazing. Yeah. So. My word.
All right, so she's going to be here to answer you. Your guess is at 723-2555. What does she have in common with Giannis and Christian Yelich? Let us know, 715-396-1670. Let's go to the caller. Hi, you're on WWIB. What's your guess?
Good morning. Do they all play the piano?
Do they all play the piano,
that's
Peggy?
So close. Oops, sorry. Go ahead, Peggy.
Wow, that's such a good guess. No, I wouldn't say I actually play the piano, and I don't know if the other guys do too.
Yeah.
Do either, but that's right. Not it.
But right in the same wheelhouse.
You're right in the music area. Hi, what's the guess?
Do they play the guitar?
What do you think, Peggy?
Yeah.
Is that going to...
Yeah, go ahead. Because what
they're
it is
trying.
Is... They're trying.
They're all trying. What?
Yes, because what it is Peggy's been trying to learn the guitar, but I've come across these reports that both Giannis and Christian Yelich have been learning to play the guitar.
All the cool people are learning to play the guitar, and our listener won it.
And Aaron Rodgers already knows, and so that's why I thought you were saying the other MVP.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know that about Aaron Rodgers.
All right, Mark and Susan minus Caleb today. Hopefully he's back tomorrow with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. But this is not a fun story at all.
No, but I think it's important for us to know what's going on.
It is an important story, yeah. And it's one that I've had in the news on WOGO this morning, but we just couldn't squeeze it in our WIB newscasts just after the top of the hour. So here's the headline. TikTok trend of vandalism at schools spreads. Now, it's spreading in northeastern Wisconsin. At the same time, I'm seeing another story from a few days ago from Platteville, in southwestern Wisconsin, where this is going on. It's called Devious Licks. And I guess they basically, on TikTok, they're encouraging kids to, in their schools, do things like, this is what happened in Fox Crossing's Parks and Recreation Department. Damage was done to three different parks this month. Vandals damaged soap dispensers and spread the soap all over the floors while also breaking equipment in the restrooms. Now, here's the thing. I mean, as stupid as that is, as wrong as that is, as you go, so somebody just challenged them on TikTok and then it's being done. Surveillance cameras at the, one of the parks captured the suspects. Some of them came forward. So,
okay, here's the thing. This vandalism isn't just being done. It's being done and being filmed and posted on TikTok as some sort of desirable, cool thing like, whoa, bro, look what you just did. Uh-huh. But it's also veering, not just the soap dispensers. People are taking pins out of fire extinguishers. It's getting really dangerous and it's stupid because accomplishing stuff and putting it on Insta or TikTok is cool, like playing your guitar, singing or doing a dance. That's cool. When you start doing really dangerous stuff, we know the enemy can only destroy things. He can't do anything new.
Right.
And so this is the type of thing where if this is all you can do to post on TikTok, that's pretty lame. Sorry, that's my mommy soapbox I'm on.
The editorial was expressed as, I mean, there you go. I mean, this got, again, going to Platteville. Okay, so I'm, at least in my immediate search, I wasn't getting a story from specifically the WIB listening area, but the middle school principal, Jason Julius, says we had a soap dispenser that doesn't lock properly and the bag was taken out. They didn't take it with them, but it was recorded them taking that. And so it's like, okay, the kids are aware of this now.
Yeah. This one principal in Green Bay said The truth of the matter is we've got 2,000 kids here, and 1,980 of them are doing everything we want them to do, being awesome students and just enjoying their time being back in school. But there are 20 or so students that are being given suspensions, fines, and in some case, criminal charges.
Yeah.
So that's Principal Wunderlich from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I can see where this is going, that fame at any cost, it doesn't have to be that you're gifted at something as long as you're famous and you get the likes. It's just obnoxious.
So those are our thoughts. If you have some thoughts on this whole thing.
Devious licks. Boo.
Exactly. We need to squelch this right now. What we need on the other end is a revolution of kindness.
Yes.
Josh Wilson on WIB. Good morning. Well, not only was Peggy Halverson the answer to our... Well, it was actually, what does Peggy Halverson, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Christian Yelich have in common?
Learning to play guitar.
There we go. And so we've got acoustic guitar music underneath us as we talk to her again an hour later. Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
All right. So Teamwork Africa celebrating 10 years coming up Thursday night, October 14th at Peace Church in Eau Claire. We're telling people 6 o'clock, the doors open, dinner at 6:30, and a program to follow. Wow, what a journey, right? I mean, certainly some of the work started before 10 years, but this nonprofit birthed in Liberia and rooted here out of the Chippewa Valley, making a difference on the other side of the world for more than a decade. Hard to believe, huh?
It's kind of a big deal. I think I started out the year going, with everything that was going on, I'm just like, I don't really want to even plan, you know, a big event. But as the year kind of went along and I started reflecting on all the things that have happened and photos of kids that were toddlers when I met them and they're teenagers now, and I just really felt like, nope, we need to honor God and celebrate the work that we've been able to be part of.
Hmm. And Peggy, for those who don't know, Teamwork Africa is not some big national charity and you're just one little chapter. Teamwork Africa came about out of yours and Mark's heart for a certain part of Africa, Liberia, and it's a very personal ministry. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, this was certainly not the plan. I think for a long time I called it On Our Way to Somewhere Else. You know, Mark and I actually just wanted to add to our family through adoption, and we ended up running a nonprofit in Liberia. So that's quite a different direction than we intended. But,
and you also got your first wish, which was adding to your family. So you got both.
Yes. Yeah, well, after 10 years, we did finally get to add to our family through adoption.
Right.
So it's been quite a journey. Yeah, we wanted to adopt, and we lost one of our little boys to cholera from mm-hmm. dirty drinking water. And from that heartache and heartbreak and from how God always promises to bring something good out of the bad things in our lives, Teamwork Africa started, and we focused largely for the first for many years on clean water, and mm-hmm. we've been able to put hundreds of clean water wells in Liberia, and thousands of people have been able to have clean water through our impact there. But not only that, through that clean water, our hope is that everybody that we meet and interact with knows how much Jesus loves them,
mm-hmm.
and that they feel the care and concern of God, and that they know that they're not forgotten.
Right.
And the organization, I mean, it's been quite a run. I mean, days, weeks, months, the years. We lived there for 2 years, et cetera. And so to tell the story, I know that's going to be a big theme. But the big thing is for people to plan to be there, to let us know so we can have enough food. But also, if they can't be there, I mean, maybe they can watch through social media, kind of a live presentation too, right?
Yes, and while we would absolutely love to have people there, and just especially if you've been part of Teamwork Africa over the years, I would just love to be able to see you and just say thank you for going on this adventure with us. But if that's not possible, or you live far away, or you know you're not ready to be in a big group, we are planning to have a Facebook Live option so that as many people as want to join us are able to join us during that event.
Okay. Well, Peggy, here's the thing. It is so easy to just give a pass and say, I don't know. It sounds, I don't know how invested I really am. This is my plea to the listeners. This is your personal invitation to attend this event at Peace Church. There are lots of things you could do Thursday night, but how many things will you do that have an eternal consequence. Just come. You may not know why God's bringing you there, but I can guarantee you, you will leave blessed. I wish I could be there. I'm going to be with my parents in Florida, but I am very invested in this because so many times I want to give, I want to help change lives, and I think, oh, how much of that money really goes towards the cause. You guys, you are very efficient. You work so diligently to be very personal, to reaching out and touching people's lives. So I just want to make sure every listener knows we want you, you're invited, and we hope to see you there.
Mm. Thank you, Susan. You put tears in her eyes.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say I dodged a bullet. God didn't send me to Africa. But so many of us can relate to that song, Don't Send Me to Africa. But God's plan was to send you to Africa, and you obeyed. Uh-huh. You obeyed. And so why don't we just come and hear the story? Uh-huh. And I think just supporting you would mean a lot. Uh-huh. So let's do it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to close this. Go ahead.
It's a free event. I really want it to be. Of course, it's a fundraiser, and at the end of the event, I'll ask you to partner with us through your finances. But up front, I just want to be able to invite everyone to come and not let money be a hindrance.
Right.
To just celebrate what God has done. One of the song that's sort of our theme is my story. And, you know, I have an incredible story of what God's led us through in Liberia. But really, this story is about the goodness and the kindness of God.
Yes.
And so I just want you to come and so we can honor and worship God for what he's done, that he has not forgotten any of us, and not even the least of these in Liberia.
Right.
And come and worship him and celebrate with him the work that he's done through us. Little Western Wisconsin, in Western Africa.
So let us know you're coming on the Teamwork Africa Facebook page. That would be great.
Here's some good news. Good news will be preached there. Lots of good stories.
Call or text 715-271-8608. That's 271-8608. Any other way? Smoke signals? Any other way they can let you know they're coming?
you can email me. You can email me at peggy@teamworkafrica.org.
Mm-hmm. All right,
that.
So that's a third way. All right. Peggy at teamworkafrica.org. But plan to be there Thursday night, October 14th, Peace Church in Eau Claire. Again, 6 o'clock, doors open, 6:30 dinner, and then the program to follow. So, all right, thanks so much. In fact, speaking of that song, we've got that to close us out here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Not Scott Wesley Brown, Please Don't Send Me to Africa, but Big Daddy Weave, My Story on WWIB. Thanks, Peggy.